honestly, just how dare everyone. Everyone's fake. Everyone's a phony. Nobody cares about me. I feel so unloved.
Oh,
I'm unlovable.
God. Are we talking about Instagram now?
No. My Instagram is doing just fine. Thank you very much. But I am absolutely furious that not one person in the almost 2 years that we've been on the air on this show that has heard me go on and on and on about oysters has never told me that we had a local gem hidden in the burbs of Indy. Furious.
What are you talking about?
I found this out because the Egyptian told me. He said, hey, did you know about this? I said, no. He said, did you know that in downtown Zionsville, they have a place called Noah Grant's Grill House and Oyster Bar? They've got seafood, sushi, oysters, burger, steaks, all, and I mean really nice seafood. And not only that, but I've also gone off on this show about I want Instagrammable places. Where are good Instagram places in Indy? And this restaurant is freaking cute, okay? It's Instagram approved.
Here we go. Millennials that want to go on vacation just for an Instagram
look,
photo.
It's just the cold hard truth. Liv, come over here and look at this restaurant, how freaking cute it is. I'm dying. I saw this and I died.
I need to go there this weekend.
What the heck?
Oh my gosh. How has no one told us about
this? It's so freaking cute. And I cannot believe.
Who cares if it's cute? I just want good food.
I care.
I care about the aesthetic of where I'm eating.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
And they have a really cute, they have one of those neon signs that's like cursive letters,
yes!
you know? And it says, aw shucks. Because you shuck an oyster. What
adorable.
The heck?
Adorable.
So anyway, this got me thinking and I was like, you know what? People always ask, you know, and talk about, especially out of towners, where's the best place to live in Indy? And I always think about it. And people are always saying, oh, downtown, because you have Mass Ave, Broad Ripple, that's a fun place. Fishers and Carmel are nice, low crime, whatever. Everyone sleeps on Zionsville. And I don't live there. I live in Fishers, so this isn't biased. But I have been there several times. They have the Lemon Bar there, which is freaking cute.
What is that?
Yeah, what's a Lemon Bar?
It's, I don't know if you've seen on my Instagram, but I took a bunch of pictures in this really cute place where I'm eating a cupcake.
Yeah.
It's real colorful in there. It's really neat. It's like a bakery.
What the hell?
Yeah, they have all these cute shops and cafes and all these boutiques, clothing boutiques,
no
and it's adorable. Cobblestone streets.
No one has ever told me to go to Zionsville
since I've
moved here.
I'm telling you.
I went to Zionsville when I was church shopping, looking for a church.
Oh, Trader's Point.
Yeah, I checked it out. Cool place.
Yeah, Liv, look at, scroll here on Google Images and like, it's real cute, the downtown Zionsville. I mean, it's a really cute place.
Are there any men listening right now that have the same feeling that Alex and Liv do? Because I don't know what they're talking about. / care either. I just want good food. I don't care if you have like photos of your family on the wall or you've got this like green painting. I just want good food.
Well, I want good food too, but also there's sometimes where I want to dress up, look nice, and take a nice photo in a very aesthetically pleasing restaurant.
The Oyster Bar has been the last straw for me because for a long time I've been trying to figure out the best suburb of Indy, and it is hands down Zionsville. They, in my opinion, they cream Carmel. Carmel's arts district is bigger, but I think what Zionsville offers downtown is more fun and cuter. I like the boutiques and the restaurants better.
Good morning. You're on the Joan Alex Show. Who are we talking to right now?
My name is Julie.
Julie, you from the Z-Town?
I am, and I just wanted to give you a little known fact that Oyster Bar that you love actually used to be a toy museum. So that's why it's so cute.
So it's new?
Well, it's been there for a while. It caught fire about a year ago at their old location. And when the toy museum went out of business, they took over the building.
Ooh.
Have you been there? Is it good?
Yeah, is the food good?
The food is excellent.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. But how is the actual, like, you know, Instagram setting? I want to take good pictures
Instagram setting is fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a little alley across the street with a wrought iron gate. If you go around the corner, there's also a fantastic Mexican restaurant called the Salty Cowboy.
Yeah.
And it's also Instagram worthy. It's close to the Lemon Bar.
Let me ask you
this. This is amazing.
Okay, that's really nice, Alex, but like,
yeah, how,
it looks
number
nice,
one thing,
but who cares?
Indy severely lacks seafood restaurants. We seriously have like one. We have nothing, and no one, and I've talked about on air, of course I love chicken nuggets, everyone knows that about me, but I am a huge seafood and oyster person. And I have talked about on air how I go to Ocean Air Seafood Room for their dollar oysters on Sundays, but nobody brought up that we have a local restaurant in Zionsville for this.
I get why you're upset. I'm taking your feelings into consideration.
And you know, in everything I know, Liv, you gotta Google the Lemon Bar, because everything that I have found out about Zionsville, to me, I'm just like, you know what? I should have moved there. They have way more stuff. It's way cuter. There's more things to take pictures of. I like it better. And I think I think I made a mistake moving to Fishers.
Okay.
Lemon Bar is freaking adorable. Yeah.
You have to go. See, Joe, we have to take a field trip. And nobody ever talks about
it. Oh, my gosh. It is so cute.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I'm just saying that Zionsville is the suburb of Indy that everyone sleeps on, and it needs to stop. This is your PSA for the day.
Joe and Alex Show. Tweet us any other suggestions you have. Make sure, though, we can take a good Instagram photo there, okay?